With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report. Many people are calling the Extension office distressed about the sudden decline of large trees in their yards. Often, these trees will die back in parts of the canopy while looking totally healthy in others. In most trees, this is not a serious problem that will indicate long-term health problems in the tree. However, in American elm trees, this dieback can represent a disease that is lethal to susceptible elms all across the United States. Dutch elm disease. Dutch elm disease is a fungal wilt that is spread through root grafts or through vectoring by the elm bark beetle, and the manner in which it spreads to certain trees will determine the initial symptoms you are likely to see. If spread through root grafts where the roots of nearby trees fuse together, you will see the lowest branches begin to flag or die back and drop their leaves. If spread by the elm bark beetle, you will see random branches throughout the canopy begin to die back where the beetles feed. In either case, there will be brown streaking in the wood of infected branches, and the fungus will spread throughout the tree, eventually causing wilt symptoms throughout the entire canopy. Once the tree has been infected, you must control the disease through tree removal or attempt to kill the disease through fungicide injections. The mobility of this disease to neighboring areas means this is one plant disease you cannot just live with. Despite its name, the disease originally was introduced to America in the 1920s from Eastern Europe and Asia, and since that time has been estimated to kill over 40 million native elms. The most susceptible elm species to Dutch elm disease is the American elm, which will be what most homeowners and cities have in landscapes and on streets in our area. Recently, plant breeders have developed hybrids and cultivars that have shown resistance to Dutch elm disease. One such cultivar is Princeton. While I am hesitant to recommend new elm plantings in regions where Dutch elm disease is present, these disease-resistant hybrids and cultivars make it more likely that new plantings will not be severely affected by DED like previous plantings would be, and make elm trees more viable in the landscape. Research into a tree's common diseases and their occurrence in our area will give you an idea of what cultivars and disease resistances to keep an eye out for when purchasing new plants. Dutch elm disease has several prevention strategies, but once the tree has been infected, it is almost impossible to prevent the fungus from moving throughout the rest of the tree. The best method to prevent the spread of Dutch elm disease is sanitation of fallen twigs and branches, and consistent pruning of dead or weak limbs where the elm bark beetle would be likely to feed. If you suspect that your elm might have Dutch elm disease, always sanitize your pruning equipment if moving from tree to tree, so that you do not spread it to previously uninfected trees. In elm trees, there are two other diseases that are often mistaken for DED, elm yellows and bacterial leaf scorch. For help diagnosing elm problems, schedule a visit with your extension agent to figure out what is ailing your trees and what you can do to keep them healthy. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.